Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.
Always love to have a chat with Joe Supple, the holiday doctor, and this week we're going to talk about his recent visit to Portugal, but also a place to actually stay if you want a weekend away in Ireland. You're very welcome, Joe.
Very good morning to you, Declan. I suppose I can just listen to you there and I'm thinking, you know, in years to come we'll be at some pub quiz and someone will say, what month did Theresa May step down? May.
Yeah, 24 and May no more.
May no more, that's it, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Weather's warming up there a little bit. And, you know, it's interesting. I've stayed in a lot of hotels around Ireland itself. And the place I haven't been to for many years is Fitzpatrick's Castle in Killiney. For people who aren't familiar with the property, it's been there. It was built in the 1800s. It's a beautiful, beautiful building there. And they've just done major work to it over the last 2 years. So at beck and call, they invited me up to check the place out and see what was going on there. And it's fantastic. You know, I mean, like I said, as a kid, I would have gone up there for Sunday lunches with my parents many, many years ago. So
because it's on your doorstep, so you don't tend to go to these places.
You don't. But, you know, I mean, for people who are looking for that, like the ideal sort of tranquil breakaway, I mean, it's all self-contained there, you know, with the refurb. They've just opened their new library bar, which is beautiful. And, you know, I went in there. It's still got the old style of the castle, but they've opened this amazing bar, which reminds me of something like a real cosmopolitan bar in London or something like that. Really cool place to go in to do afternoon tea there. No kids in the evenings in the bar, which is a good thing. Obviously, you can go into their foyer. But it's really, really good. And so I went.
I had my wedding reception there.
Did you really? Yeah.
I did.
How many years ago was that now?
It's 30, actually. 30
okay.
This year.
Well. Yeah. It was always known for the weddings, and of course they have a huge leisure centre there as well, which is really, really good. Massive big swimming pool and that, but it's a huge building, and of course the views you have there, the whole Dublin Bay, are beautiful as well. So we started off, I got in there on the Sunday, went just to check it out there, Sunday afternoon lunch, which was really, really busy, lovely food. It's a set menu, so you know, you basically have your chef there cooking your food and doing whatever, and really, really good. Then we had a little bar, a little drink in the library bar like you do afterwards, and then we went to their new restaurant, which is called Mappa's Restaurants. I have a big hate for hotel restaurants. I always feel I want to get out of there and maybe go down. I know you've got the Village just down the road, maybe go somewhere else, but I decided to check the restaurant out. It's down beside the Dungeon Bar, which you'll be very familiar with from through the years.
Yeah,
it's been there for years, and that's been refurbed as well. So they've opened a new Mappa's restaurant. The food was unbelievable, and the setting is just unbelievable.
It wasn't like a canteen, you know.
No,
the way,
it wasn't.
Do you know that sort of?
I don't.
Breakfast is the same place as
lunch and dinner. Yeah, and you want to get out of there. You think I'm not going back to the same place again. It looks. You could be anywhere. You could be in a top restaurant sitting there. It does not feel like you're in a hotel at all. Beautiful decor, fantastic food, really good team of service there, the staff, and yeah, I'd highly recommend it. Really, really good. They've bought a top chef.
You find it unusual going. You know, going to a place that's just down the road from you. Let's go away from it all. I'm just going next door, you know.
Well, I had friends up from the country who came up and they were going to stay with me, and I said, I preferred not. So I said, no, we'll just go and check this out because, like, I know that, but it was just so nice, just, you know, tranquil, just getting away, just relaxing. We did a big walk up Killiney Hill, which is beautiful there.
Oh, isn't it gorgeous?
It's stunning.
From whatever angle you go up, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And then just a walk down to Dorky Village is only less than 10 minutes down to the beautiful, bustling Dorky Village there. So all in all, it's fantastic. The website there is fitzpatrickcastle.com. You get the best rates on there. Now, I've got to mention this, and you're going to enjoy this. I'm sure we might even give it a little check out. They wanted me to check it out. They're bringing it back. They started last year, the ultimate bottomless barbecue at Fitzpatrick Castle Hotel.
Okay.
It's launching on the 7th of June. So it's a barbecue on the lawns, everything set up, all the food, everything included, bottomless. Basically, your Prosecco, everything is included in your drinks wise. €35 per person. Really good.
Well, listen, do you know what you were saying about, you know, being next door and being close? One of the best weekends I had ever was going to a European capital.
Okay.
Going on the open top bus and going to the various amenities in this particular capital city, Dublin.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And a lot of
but a group of us did it as if we were tourists.
Yeah. And it is unbelievable.
I tell you, Dublin is a great old spot.
It's fantastic. And you forget about it. And I remember actually having cousins over a couple of years ago and they said, we want to see the Guinness Hop Store. So I got all the passes, the daily passes stuff. And I did a tour with them as well. And you see things, you think, I never even knew that was there. I didn't realize such
tours,
a person lived there.
The guides and things are very funny. And they're so warm and friendly and, you know, I thought it was great.
Yeah, and you have to get credit, I think, for to be a tour guide. So it's not like you got some randomer there giving you information. I mean, there's exams you have to do for that. So they're very well knowledged in all the areas. So there's your top tip for the day. And make sure you go and get the old...
Yeah, Patrick's Cathedral, Christchurch, the distillery, the Guinness, the little museum on Stephen's Green. It's just... so good.
So,
you know, Dublin Castle.
And we forget it's just there on our doorstep. Yeah, because we go into town and we go to shop or we go for lunch and then we're suddenly back out again.
The Vikings and Osher. Cheney, I tell you, I learned more about the place. But the funny thing, when I lived in London for 6 years and I never went to the Tower, like, for example.
Oh, really? London Tower?
Yeah. Okay. You just live there. So
I know. Everything
just
seems
never
to be just
do
on,
it,
your, on your doorstep. Yeah, I did go to London Tower. I went to an event there, actually, with friends many years, or for charity event years ago, and I really enjoyed it there. It's
only when people come over to visit you, they say, can we see the Mall or something? And can we walk down Whitehall and look into Downing Street and all that sort of stuff? Yeah. So it's only then that you actually do these things.
You do, yeah. You become the tourist in yourself. So, yeah, so anyway, that's as I said, that's FitzpatrickCastle.com, and their bottomless barbecue is starting back. It includes your starters, main course.
We hope to get the weather for it. You're just back from Lisbon.
I am. I had the most unbelievable. I know you've been to Lisbon before. I've never been to Portugal. I was invited many years ago, a couple of times with the tourist board, and just never really worked out. So the opportunity came up. TAP Air Portugal, which used to be the national airline of Portugal, has been privatised a couple of years ago. So they did a big launch in Dublin.
They went off the scene, didn't they?
Completely off the scene, yeah. But now this company's taken it over. It's been privatised. They have an amazing new fleet of aircraft. And I didn't realise what good connections there is to Lisbon as well. Lisbon itself, we'll talk about that in a minute. But the amazing connections they have on, you know, to Brazil, everywhere else as well. So it's a really good hub. You know, we often talk about that. You say, what direction would you go? Or would you go direct? Or would you go whatever? But the connections there are fantastic. And Lisbon Airport is just unbelievable. It's a beautiful, beautiful airport. But the connections they have there are incredible. So again, if you're booking something and you're looking at different destinations heading over that way, it might be worth your while looking at connecting through Lisbon, you know.
And the good thing about Lisbon is it doesn't really get messed up by air traffic control, because you're coming down the Atlantic and you don't have to go through, you know, France and even Spain. Yeah, well, I suppose the top of Spain. Yeah. But, you know, it sort of goes down the Atlantic, you know.
Yeah, and you forget as well, because, you know, when I was going, I was looking to say, oh, all right, how long is the flight now? 2 hours 20 minutes or 2 hours 15. It's just so quick to get there. Same as, I suppose, Spain and whatever. But as I said, I'd never been there before. Really excited about it. So TAP Air Portugal, they're basically running flights twice daily down there. Very reasonable prices. Now, they upgraded me to business class, which I took it at the gate with all hands and experienced their business class.
And do you feel that, you know, you've got these freebie trips like Fitzpatrick bring you in and you know, TAP bring you down, that you can still relate to us who just have to pay our way, sort of.
I pull it apart and see where
there you are, upgraded now to business.
Yeah, very nice. Just at the gate.
I'll never be upgraded to business.
You never know now, Declan. It could happen.
Except if I know you, if I drop your name.
Well, we could be, there's always a producer with you. But yeah, fantastic service, really good. You get your lovely food on board and the service is excellent. And of course, with the business class, you get more baggage as well, which might be worth looking at if you were transferring on to another destination. And of course, you get to use the lounge, everything. So it all sort of comes with it package-wise. And very reasonable price. I mean, prices start there from €69
It's good to have a bit of competition on the line.
Well, it is. I think so, very much.
Because both Aer Lingus and Ryanair go, so you got to...
They fly in there as well, yeah. So,
but listen, you came into... Did you see the huge roundabout as you come in from the airport? And there's so many prongs of roads off it.
That run off to everywhere. I know, it's unbelievable when you go in there. And I didn't realise the scale. I mean, it's funny, when you're flying into Lisbon, you're flying quite low, and it was a daytime flight I was on, and I didn't realise how big Lisbon is. I mean, it's 2 million people, I think, live in Lisbon. Huge, huge, huge city. The hotel that the tourist board put me in was in a place called Oriente. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's quite famous, actually. It was where they built basically this whole area for the Eurovision last year. So it's quite unbelievable. So literally, and they'd given me a pass, which is called a Lisbo pass, which gets you on all your public transport and it gets you into museums and stuff. Really, really, I was there for 72 hours.
The trams are great.
Brilliant. They're really,
there's one
really
particular
good, aren't
tram,
they?
And I think that the wine is named after it. Porta 6 wine is named after it.
Oh, the Porta 6, that's what you were saying.
And it's just like the open top bus in a way, because it goes through the sort of old part of Lisbon. And it basically is at the end of people's step in their houses. Like the tram, they have to open their door, make sure the tram is not coming
not
by
coming
a sound.
Past them,
because if they go out one step, the tram is just there.
It's got
passing by.
It is mad, and it's so beautiful as well to see that. As I said, I was staying sort of 6 minutes away from the airport on the subway, and I love sort of going on the subway, finding out the connections. I found it really, really good. I mean, on the tube in London, I'm used to it now, but it takes a little bit, you know, you've got to make sure you're on the right rail, going the right way. Very, very clear, really, really good. So, I was staying nice. It was quite a businessy area where it was, and also next door was one of the biggest aquatic centres in the world, which was amazing. I went to visit that. Lovely cable cars going by, and you can see they're building on that area, obviously, since the whole Eurovision thing there as well. But I use the subway nearly all the time there. I did actually download, I was looking at taxis, and I downloaded Uber, which I'd never used before, because obviously we can't really use Uber here as such.
You can.
Well, you can, but there's no normal taxi, standard taxi comes for you.
Yeah, there's not many.
No, not at all. So, which I did, and I can sort of mention how reasonable that was. But when you're in Lisbon, it's such a beautiful walking city. Stunning, stunning boutique shops, everything like that. But oh, of course, you've got the huge historic side of it as well. So when you're walking around, you've got the beautiful cathedrals. You've got loads of lovely areas to go there. And again, I went to one nice restaurant, really fancy. And then I went to like a very traditional Portuguese restaurant, which the food was unbelievable and so, so reasonable there as well. So again, it's worth getting out of the touristy traps when you're actually in the main city itself. You've been to Qashqai? Did you go to Qashqai?
No.
Okay, Qashqai.
Yes, I stayed in the city, but walk down one of those prongs of the big roundabout and just go downwards, and as far as I remember, there's sort of an archway or something as you turn a corner, lots of cathedral-y type of places, and then out onto the seafront, and there's sort of a boardwalk and various restaurants along and
that's
along
right,
the beach
have,
and then there's a big tower as you walk down the beach. People are very friendly. I thought Portugal was very nice, particularly Lisbon.
It is particularly nice, and the only thing I noticed, actually, the hotel I was staying in, and then I had a friend who was staying in the Intercontinental in the main sort of city areas, there was nowhere to lie out or whatever, you know, if you want to go for the sun. I mean, the weather was beautiful. It was nearly 30 degrees when I was there. But when you go out, and again, I used the subway system and changed to an overrail train, which was still included in the card I got. As I said, I really would recommend getting the card if you're heading down there. And I went down to Qashqai, and then suddenly I was in, like, it felt like Sorrento, or it felt actually maybe like Dorky in the sun. This unbelievable place where beautiful, everyone's lying out, beachy area, you can walk along the coast there. Beautiful, beautiful.
Funny, a text in about it.
Yeah.
Asked Joe, did he visit Qashqai up the coast from Lisbon? Beautiful town, or indeed all those beautiful, magnificent castles. The coffee and custard tarts are a national favourite.
Oh, the custard tarts. Oh, I had those.
You're always into tarts, Joe. That's it.
They were absolutely beautiful. But again, visiting, I would probably, you know, maybe do Lisbon City maybe for a day or two, and then definitely head down to Qashqai. Absolutely stunning. And again, there's loads of places there you can lie out. You did the Airbnb, they've got the beautiful 5-star hotels you want them, they have the 3-star hotels. It's a really beautiful area down there as well. And there's also Sintra down there as well, which is again about an hour and a half outside the city. So planning would be everything. As I said, I was there for 72 hours, packed everything in as best I could. But I'm definitely going to go back.
Would you go back under your own steam? You wouldn't be waiting for TAP to bring you this time, Mark.
Well, TAP, oh yeah, I must give you my little TAP might bring me, you never know again. But as I said,
put in a word for me.
And you know what happened to me on my way home? I got to the airport, I think 6 minutes away, got through and whatever, and then just about to board the plane, Mr. Supper, we'd like to change your boarding card to business class again. Sorry about that, Declan. I know that really annoys you.
Such a pain. You have to travel like us.
I know. No,
you can't come on here.
I did have a look in economy, and it looked very nice.
Doing your 8-star hotels your pink champagne.
It was really good. But I have to just do my quick Uber story. And again, for anyone traveling, it's worth looking at the app. I went down to visit my friends in Qashqai, which was about 37 kilometers away from my hotel. Stayed on till the evening. We went out for dinner or whatever, and I said, I'm just going to get a cab. Download the Uber, 37 kilometres, it took about 35 minutes and it cost me €24. Cheapest chips. Now, if I got a taxi, can you imagine doing 37 kilometres here? Cost you a good 80, 90 euro maybe. Yeah. For 24 euro, cheapest chips. Really, really good.
By the way, there's a lovely old town as well in Lisbon.
Oh, the old town. I went to visit that as well briefly. Yeah. I said time wasn't enough. You
need to go back.
I definitely didn't return visit there as well, yeah.
Very good. Okay, you're finished now. Where are you off to next week?
I think I'm done. I'm going to Marbella. I'm going to a place called Cancelada in between Estepona and Marbella. I'm heading down with the family for a little week down there. I believe it or not, I'm going sort of Airbnb, self-catering, going to check out that side of things. So, looking forward to it very much.
But, and how do you get down as far as Marbella and Estepona now? Coming into Malaga, presumably.
Flying to Malaga, then I'll get the bus. And you know what? And another good tip for people as well, because transfers can be really, really expensive. You can get the bus. I think it's about €9.50. It brings you to the Marbella bus station.
All right. So get all the way from the airport down.
All the way direct. Yeah, yeah, it's done. Because otherwise, if you're renting a car or whatever, but it's a really good service. And because again, if you're getting a taxi,
because they're a good bit down.
And you're paying the tolls as well. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. For the taxis down, it can be really expensive, up to €100 you can pay for a transfer down. So get the bus and then just jump. I love public transport when I can. When I'm paying for a Declan, you know.
All right, thanks very much indeed.
Great stuff.
That's Joe Supple, the holiday doctor. He's with us. Yeah, I can see him in person. He's not somewhere else at the moment. Okay,
no.
Thanks very much indeed.